I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, business growth in the Jacksonville area and an effort to spruce up an entrance point to Springfield. We'll talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. And Tim, let's start in Morgan County. The Jacksonville Business Park seems to be doing pretty good business these days.
Well, they've done well enough the last few years that they filled up the Eastgate Industrial Park, which has been there for decades. And they filled this up a few jobs at a time, where one of the economic development officials there said, we've done 10, 20, 30 jobs at a time, as opposed to bringing in the big factory of 200 or 300, 400 employed. And you'll remember in the last couple of decades, especially Jacksonville, Morgan County area, had been hit hard by manufacturing layoffs. Now they've come back to the point where their unemployment this summer of 4.6 is actually below Springfield. So they've made quite a comeback. And you'll recall they also lost the Jacksonville Developmental Center. So they've had a lot of work to do.
And it seems as though the economy is sort of picking up. Is there a reason for that, or is it just the fact that they have focused on bringing in certain businesses?
Well, they're getting a lot of support-type businesses. For instance, the Mayshaw Port family recently opened a truck-washing facility in Jacksonville, and I believe they told us they had 15, 20 employees, but it's centrally located between Mayshoff there at Carlisle and some of the pork processing facilities such as at Beardstown. So they're drawing in those kind of support businesses, again, that may have 10, 20 jobs, and that's really been their focus. And the new business park they just opened has 83 acres. It's already set for utilities, roads, and other infrastructure. So they're starting to work on that right now. They just feel like they're on a good roll.
Well, convenience store consolidation, apparently that's continuing. I didn't even know that that these convenience stores were being bought up this much, but Jiffy Stop, the latest one.
It is. They've been acquired by GPM Investments of Richmond, Virginia. And just to give you an idea of the nature of this business now, the parent company of GPM is based in Israel, Petrol Group LTD. Last year, they bought about 40 road rangers, including some in Springfield. So they've been gradually buying up U.S. properties. They're up to about 800 now. And this has been a trend for several years. The mom-and-pop convenience stores, well, frankly, just aren't large enough to compete on volume anymore. So the expectation is you will continue to see this kind of consolidation.
Let's turn to Clear Lake Avenue in Springfield. There's some work going on there. Are plans for beautification along Clear Lake?
Well, for several, really decades now, various studies and consulting groups have said Clear Lake Avenue needs to be spruced up. It's one of the busiest corridors into Springfield, including for tourists. And they just said, honestly, it doesn't make a very good impression. I mean, it's a lot of power lines, a lot of businesses, a lot of concrete. And they've made a variety of suggestions over the years how to soften that. And now a group, Sustainable Springfield, has raised $1,000. They've purchased trees that they're donating to businesses along the avenue. And along with that, they will provide for the first year of care and maintenance just to make sure the trees get off to a good start. But that's the latest effort there. They've had some response, although no actual planting yet.
And finally, Tim, work is underway at another intersection in Springfield, final phase of high-speed rail work in the city.
Well, this is one of those awkward intersections that have developed over the years with three different rail corridors in Springfield at 11th Street and Ridgely Avenue. And there's actually three streets that come together there. As part of high-speed rail, they're rebuilding the intersection. There'll be the new signals, crossing gates, sidewalks, approaches. This is about a 10-month project. They're telling us they expect to have 110-mile-an-hour service on much of that corridor by the end of next year.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.